Hi, folks. It's Scott from buyandselldvc.com. Have you ever thought of giving your family a lifetime of Disney vacations? What if we told you you can lock in today's rate for the next 50 years? Again, that's buyandselldvc.com.
Hello, welcome to the WW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Stacy Nyman. Miss Stacy, it's great to see you.
Nice to see you too.
What are you doing today? What was on the docket of fun things for the family?
Yes, goodness, we just got back from practice for a Swedish tradition called Santa Lucia, and it's really like an Italian, like, origin. It's a very long, convoluted thing, but it's traditional Swedish holiday tradition. So Britta is going to be in Chicago's Lucia procession on December 13th. And so she has to go to practice to learn all these songs that she's going to be singing in Swedish. And it's crazy how quickly kids pick up on languages. So she's already singing these songs like she's been singing them for her whole life, which some of them she has been, but others, I mean, it's really fun to see that, and she loves it. So she's having a lot of fun.
Well, she's kind of grown up in that environment.
She has
so many of those Santa Lucia festivals. So she's kind of like, hey, this is my time.
It's her turn. Yep.
But for you, this is like the last, well, I mean, she's got several years at it, but you're probably like, okay, one more.
Yeah, well, because with this, like, traditionally, young women can be between the ages of 16 and 24 when they're trying to be the traditional Lucia. And, but then younger children can be kind of part of Lucia's court. So, I mean, technically, she can be doing this until she's 24 years old. So Sophie seems like she's pretty much done. She's, I think, happy to have college as an excuse to get her out of it. But Britta seems, and Sophie never was really super into it, but Britta is very into it. So I'm hopeful that this will be a tradition for years to come.
That's awesome. You know, my kids joined for a couple of years, and you're right about the language. I'm like, oh my gosh, how are these going to, what are they going to do? They don't know anything. And like, before you knew it, they just learned.
Right. Exactly. Words,
you know, so really cool. You got your Christmas shopping done? I know this is a Disney podcast. I promise we have some Disney connection, but you have your Christmas shopping done this year?
Kind of. We,
Asterix.
Yeah, we're not doing traditional Christmas presents as a family this year. Usually, I mean, with four kids, it gets to be a lot. So usually, like, our family will spend $100 on each kid and just kind of get some things off the Christmas list. Now, also grandparents buy for the kids and everything too. We try not to go over the top, but this year we have the Epcot cruise coming up this summer. And so instead of Christmas presents, we are putting that money to get everybody passports. And so that is something that I know that you don't always need for the type of cruise that we're doing, but for peace of mind, we're going to do it. And then plus we figure that the kids will have these passports, you know, the older kids will have them for a good long time for, you know, if they want to travel after college and things like that. So it's, we figure it's a good gift for them, gift of travel. So that's what we're doing, but we haven't done it yet. So, and last year when we booked this cruise, we're like, oh, we have so much time. And now we still haven't gotten the passports. And I know we need to, Griffin just turned 16. So we were waiting for him to turn 16. Gotcha. So, we need to get a copy of a birth certificate for Britta. And I, there's a lot that we still have to do, and we need to get on that. So,
okay. Well, you know, they do have a certain amount of time. They also have expedited. So I know you still have time, but yeah. How many things in our lives, if you're listening, they're like, yeah, no, I got something just like that. That dang heater is making noise, and I'm 4,000 miles over my oil change. Everyone's got stuff. Like,
yes. That. How about you? How's your Christmas shopping going?
Well, usually, so I got a big list, and what we tend to do is kind of shop year round. Like right. I'll look at like the clearance section, like at Ross one day, and be like, ooh, that kid could use that. Before you know it, I got this hodgepodge of like Christmas assemblage down in the, I don't know what it is anymore. And I've lost track of it.
Who did I buy this for?
Like today, I pulled the bag out. And I was like, I think I bought that for Beatrice. Let me open it. And I still didn't have clarity. And I was like, oh, that's not good. That's not good. So I'm doing okay. But we don't really panic until we get to the last like week or so.
Right.
And even still, you realize you buy with the best of intent. All they really want is like Amazon gift cards.
Yes. Or
like, right. So like if I walked in there with like, hey, everyone's got like a $50 Amazon gift card and you got some Swedish fish and you got some, they'll be like, this is great. This is the best Christmas ever.
That's
you
what, know? Like my kids, I think they love the stockings best of everything that we get them. Like the candy, you know, the little nail polishes, lip glosses, and like, you know, chapsticks and stuff that go into those stockings. Mm-hmm. That's their favorite part. And I'm like, why can't I just focus on that? Why, you know, it's just the fun little things.
Exactly. People tend to go overboard and it's like, no, we got to have this amount and this amount. And I, though as parents, we try to make it equal, but like, we've never been beholden to like, oh, we've got to spend, your number is about right. Like,
we
spend $300. We never do that. It's like, okay, this kid's got like $65. This kid's got like $80. It's good. I'm not worried about
it. It all comes out in the end. Exactly.
Correct. Exactly. I'm not so worried about that. So, but everything's good. We got the inside decorations up. We got the outside decorations up. People are healthy. I'm a lucky and blessed man. I know that. So you got no complaints right now. You won't hear anything from me. So it's all good. You know, give me a memory you might have. You've been down to Walt Disney World at holiday time, correct? You've been down there at least once or twice.
Yes. With the family once. And then Scott and I mean, we go down, we've been down for marathon weekend many times and it's at the tail end of it. So we get to, you know, I feel like we've been down way more than we have been.
Okay. Give me a family memory and then give me a Scott Stacy specific memory. If you have
one. Yeah. So the family memory was the one time we went down and I think that it's more of a pre-trip. It was one of those times when we didn't, again, kind of like this, we didn't buy a whole lot for the kids because we knew we were going to be taking this trip, but it was a surprise. So we did the whole, put a big box in the middle of the living room and put a whole bunch of, you know, cheap Disney stuff in there, some balloons. And then the kids opened it up on Christmas morning and they were going on a scavenger hunt all around the house. And at the end of it, it said, we're leaving tomorrow to go to Disney World. And so that was just fun. And that trip was great because it wasn't a trip that it wasn't a normal trip. We were going down with the idea that we were going to just see the decorations and enjoy the details and probably not go on many attractions or see many shows, just do all the holiday stuff. Mm-hmm. And it worked out way better than we expected. We got to do a lot more than we expected. And so that just made it all bonus. So that was good. And then for the Scott memory, I think that the funniest one was that we were the whole marathon weekend, we were like going to go see the tree at Wilderness Lodge. And it was like, okay, we'll go on this day to go see the tree. We'll put it at the end of the trip. Like we like went all the way over there. The last thing we were doing, spent all this time going, they
building
had removed it.
Like
they had removed it. Like it was down like an hour before or something like that. Like we just missed it. And then we had to travel all the way back to wherever. I don't even remember wherever our car was. Cause we were leaving from there to go home. It was like, okay.
Oh, no. Oh, nuts.
But that's okay. It's, you know, the journey is part of the fun. So,
of course. And I wanted to circle back on something. You made a good point with those family vacations, especially at Christmas time. There is no, you've heard me say this like at least like 50 times in the show. There's no place that has expectations levied on them like Walt Disney World, especially at holiday time. Everybody sees the commercials, right? Everyone thinks it's going to be magical and it's going to be rainbows and it's going to be just like the ultimate family. It rarely is that way because it's so crowded. Everyone has the same version and the money is ratcheted up to the nth degree on everything. You want to stay with points. You want to stay in cash. It's impossible to meet those expectations. So we found the same thing too. You do less at the parks because the parks even ratchet up the expectations higher, right? You're going to be there and you're like, it's an hour for Aladdin's carpets? Like, no way am I going to spend an hour. And so you often come away feeling like less than. And that's a terrible feeling to have. And oftentimes, if you just focus on the things like, let's do resort hopping, let's do pin trading, let's do the, we'll spend one day at Epcot, and that's the one day we're going to spend at the parks. Let's go check out this restaurant. Let's go to Trail's End. You find, you know what, you like really get like a better feel with a lot less pressure. You leave there like actually feeling a little rejuvenated, unlike a usual Disney vacation where you feel like you've just been beaten down for 8 days in a row, you know? So I love that idea about the trip where you don't have very few expectations on things, you know?
Yeah.
Where'd you stay with the family? What was the resort?
We were at Port Orleans Riverside on that trip. And we were, it was like the day, I think we arrived like the 2 days after Christmas, and we stayed through New Year's. And this was when Griffin was really little. He was probably, I can remember him like just running around with the kids for the scavenger hunt, just not having any clue what was going on, but like laughing so hard. So he must have been like around 2 years old. And Scott and Sophie went to the lobby at Port Orleans for the countdown to midnight. And they did like some, it was like, they said it was a really cute little celebration that they did in the lobby. So while I was in the room with Griffin and Ethan.
yeah, of course.
Doing the mom stuff.
Can I share a memory of mine? And it's been a while since I talked about
it. Yes, please.
I have two, and they're both kind of shaky memories at best. But the first is, if you're a parent with little ones, you've been here. So we landed in California. We got a Grand Californian reservation. I don't know how we got lucky. We just stumbled upon it. So we got this reservation that's really hard to find. And it was a one bedroom, so it fit perfectly. But everyone was doing well prior to trip. Everyone was doing well on the plane. But we noticed that Beatrice was fussy. She was just a little one. And as she got off the plane, she started tugging at her ear.
Oh,
and, if you're a parent right now and you recognize what tugging at her ear means, you're like, oh no. And so she ends up with this fever. She's pulling on her ear. She can hardly even communicate. And we recognize the signs of an ear infection. And you're like, well, okay, that's not good. No, it's really not good. You got to get medicine because it's not going away on its own.
No, and it's so painful for them.
Oh, and so we got her in a stroller. I remember that we somehow contacted our doctor here. The doctor here, like through Teladoc or whatever, prescribed some antibiotic. But Lisa then had to go in on the adventure to some supermarket to get it filled. But I remember the medicine was strong enough where it literally like knocked Beatrice out. So our memories of that was like, she's in a stroller, she's laying down in the back of the stroller, and we're just, you know, you can never plan on these things, ear infections, just, but if you're a parent of little ones, like you've been through that and you're like, oh yeah, that's not traumatic, but yeah, that kind of puts a damper on things for sure.
It does. Cause then you're worried about her the whole time and can't really focus on enjoying yourselves, and she's miserable, and it's like, then there's like a little bit of guilt, there's a little bit of like, are we doing the right thing? But then you have the other two kids. It's just like so many battles going on.
So at that point, when she was young though, as soon as we got her the medicine, we're like, okay, we can't do any better than this. Even if we were at home, this would be what we'd be doing,
right?
So we put her in the stroller and she laid down. I remember covering her with like blankets and whatnot, and then we just went out for the day, and she was sleeping through the day. So like the big kids were like, this is great. Like, we're having vacation, we're having fun. And she was just out. But yeah, when you're so vulnerable, you're 2,600 miles from home, you're hoping to erupt on you when you're in, Orange County Hospital or some, place. But that's the first one. And the second one was, Lisa and I had Lisa's mother down on a vacation. We were staying off property. She was on property. Somehow it worked out. And then she watched the kids. Lisa and I went to New Year's Eve at Epcot. And if you've never been to New Year's Eve at Epcot, it is like, it is like crisscross crash. It is a demolition derby of people at Epcot. So in the World Showcase, you are shoulder to shoulder, and like, there's no breathing space. It's extremely crowded. They closed the parks probably for many of the years. This year they closed the parks, and the line for the women's bathroom was ridiculous.
I can't even imagine.
Dudes go into the men's bathroom, we pee, we wash our hands, we're out. It's like a 6-minute procedure because the line, there's a little line, but like, you look at the girls' line, you're like, that's an hour. Oh my God. Oh, she has to go to the bathroom. Where are you going to go? And I remember thinking to myself, like, there's no way anyone's enjoying this experience right now.
No.
You want to be celebrating, and you're going to spend an hour waiting to pee, and that's not good.
Right.
So I don't know if there's any advice or tips to be given there, but I guess the tip is this: find a bathroom, and if it's not being used or if it's short,
yes,
pee, even if you don't think you got to, go.
Exactly. You know what? My friend Elaine is notorious for just getting to that men's line and just going to the bathroom in the men's room. It's like, I don't know if I could do that, but she gets it done and is always happy that she made that choice.
You know what? Boom. So, that's a good tip right there. I could see that. Because it was an hour. I remember sometimes, you know, some of those girls, they were not looking happy. Like they were like anxious, and you're thinking like, am I going to make it? You know, cause like you could wait a while, but you ain't wait that long, you know?
No, exactly.
So anyways, okay. Those are some brief holiday memories outside of, honestly, there's no other place. I mean, Dollywood's nice. Silver Dollar City's nice. And they do a really good job. And your local Six Flags does a great job, but like Walt Disney World shines at nighttime and it shines doubly bright in the holiday time. So
absolutely,
if you've not been once, you kind of need to go once, even if it's not necessarily between Christmas and New Year's, just to see the holiday decorations. It's really special.
Yes.
But we're recording this just after Thanksgiving. And if you're in the country, in the United States, you've been hit with the same thing we've all been hit with, which is this insane level of cold at this point in November. So everyone's crabby about that. So by the time the show's released, it's December. We're in December at this point. But I figure what we can do is we can kind of branch off this ridiculous cold. And let's talk about some cold things at Walt Disney World. So we got an idea back and forth. And how about if we do a draft of cold? And we first said cold, quote, things, but then as you realize it became cold food and like drinks at Walt Disney World. But I do have a few weird ones, and we can throw them in at the end if you don't mind, that were actually things that were cold at Walt Disney World. So how about we do just, I don't know, 5-6 rounds? I maybe have 15, but I imagine we're gonna double up pretty quickly.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So here are the ground rules. So you just can't say ice cream at the Boardwalk Ice Cream Shop. I mean, you have to kind of be specific, though there are some, I guess, nuance to that as well. But you can't say like just ice cream at Plaza. You have to say specifically, I want the peppermint stick ice cream at X. We have to be specific on that.
Got it.
Good to go? Good to go?
Good. Yep.
All right. So ladies first, pick your first battle if you don't mind. And then we should say, let's share these in Edcot. We've done it before where people have then kind of voted with their hearts, not necessarily as a connection to Stacey or Chris, but as like, no, I absolutely love a turkey leg, or no, I need a pretzel. So we'll share these. You can vote for the winners.
Sounds good. Okay. So I'm going to go big since I'm the first one, and it is the first round. I don't know how this is going to play out. So I'm going big, big, big. And what is bigger at Walt Disney World? I don't think that there is anything bigger at Walt Disney World than the kitchen sink sundae at Beaches and Cream. Ooh. The biggest of all big cold desserts. The soupy mess at the end of all the flavors running together with the whole can of whipped cream.
Yes. So, Stace, that was my EBGBs. Is when I first heard of this, I was like, I love my wife, I love my kids, but I am not going to eat that unless I could separate that out. And we're not sharing a spoon. Like there's no commingling of that. It always disgusted me. Was that a fear of yours?
Yes. Cause it just seems like at the end, even though you know, it's mostly melted ice cream, you're thinking of that. It's drool. I mean, it just looks like everybody's drool at the end, it's not, but that's just where your brain goes to.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
let me help you.
Okay,
because I was there with Scott and Shannon. We were eating at Beaches and Cream one day, and I saw them bring out the old serving spoon with separate plates. So you are allowed to dig in with the serving spoon, not to be used, and then put it on your plate to finish.
Okay, then I could do that. I'm also not really one of the people, I don't like mixing flavors very much. Like I'm not a Neapolitan ice cream fan. So when you have the mixture of the strawberry and the chocolate and then the pineapple and all that kind of stuff together, not really a huge fan of all that. So I think that they do have a regular version that they do, like just their normal one. I think that they have a chocolate lovers one too. So I think I might have to go with the chocolate lovers if I ever did go with, you know, 15 of my closest friends.
But Stace, couldn't you just say, hey, listen, give me all the toppings, whatever. I can't fight that. But only vanilla, only
strawberry. I'm sure you probably could. I'm sure you could,
right? Yeah. I'm sure you could. You must
be. But everybody with me might think that was really lame, though.
Super lame.
So, yeah.
Super lame.
I would have to just be very bossy and be like, I get all of the chocolate and the vanilla. You guys have everything else.
Right. How many people do you think you would need to finish that? Let's be honest, because I've often said I could do it with maybe one more or two more. You know, my A1C through the roof,
and I'm yeah.
But what do you think? How many people do you really need to have to finish that?
Okay, I think that you would need. I think you need at least five people with a normal to smaller appetite to struggle through it. I think if you have a couple of people who can really like put it in, you might be able to handle three or four.
We need to know who can hork down the ice cream. We need to know
exactly. Who
to battle with. Okay.
Right. And it would have to be perfect time. Can't be too late at night because then I'm up all night with heartburn.
Yeah.
So like 3 o'clock in the afternoon or something. Then you can go walk it off afterwards.
I would love that. You got to down 7,000 calories and go to bed. That sugar's going to process really right nicely, down. Right? Just lay down right now. All right. So to beat the kitchen sink, obviously not in the sheer calories, but let me throw something out there that everyone seems to love. I like, but I don't love it, but I know it has a place in people's heart. Let me throw the Dole Whip against that.
The big one, the big hitter.
Dole Whip, yay or nay? Are you a Dole Whip person? Yay or nay, Stace?
I usually will get it once per trip, though my favorite is a coconut Dole Whip, but then I do like that with pineapple juice in it.
Okay.
That is really good. That I would do. If that's not available, then I would get a Dole Whip float. Scott would get it every time we walked past Adventureland. He is a big Dole Whip fan.
I get that. Okay. I like it too, but like, I don't crave it like other people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I know I'm not trying to sell this because people are already sold or they're not on this.
Right. Exactly. But
they have a place in Disney Springs. Have you ever seen Swirls on the Water? Have you seen them?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay. It's by Goofy's Candy Company towards the Rainforest Cafe with the big volcano that explodes and whatnot. They have like the artisanal flavors of it. So they'll have like they had a cherry lime combination and then they'll serve you a flight. Stace, the line at this place is always crazy. It's always 10, 12, 15 people. It's off the bridge there, the newly constructed bridge.
Yeah.
And you can never just walk up. There's always people. But like, it's called Swirls on the Water.
Okay.
And they specifically just hit Dole Whip variations. And it's always crazy busy.
So. Maybe that will have to be a destination for Marathon Weekend. Scott and I are, you know, we have our friends that are going down and stuff. But then we kind of also want to just kind of do stuff as a couple during time. So that might be a good thing for us to just kind of go off and do one afternoon or something. Yeah.
Find a good time because it's always busy. And if you hear me scratching, it's me writing these down so I don't forget what we picked here. So, all right. Kitchen sink versus Dole Whip, round one. Round two. How about if I go first in round two?
Go for it.
Are we cool with that?
Yep.
You know, what I actually do enjoy, though I don't stock it in my fridge right now, is I enjoy a Schoferhofer. So yes, if you're in Germany in the World Showcase, it's the like half grapefruit juice, half pink grapefruit juice, half beer, and you think it wouldn't sound good, but it's really good. It's refreshing. It's
very refreshing.
Yeah, nice and cold. So they make a bunch of varieties. They make a pineapple variety, they make a pomegranate, they make the grapefruit, but they make a bunch of varieties. You can even buy them at home, but it doesn't quite taste the same as if you buy it in Germany in the World Showcase.
It doesn't. Right? I know. Right. It's so good in Germany. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to throw a Schoferhofer up there.
Okay. And I'm going to go with another drink option, though non-alcoholic drink. And I'm going to go big again. And I'm going to go for the all-you-can-drink milkshakes at Whispering Canyon Cafe.
Boom. Okay. Why? Tell me about the story about this.
I don't particularly enjoy milkshakes. I usually would just get like a Coke Zero or something, but Scott really enjoys milkshakes. It's one of his favorite dessert type things. Mm-hmm. And so he would go, and I think we've gone twice for this, and he's got it twice. Maybe he's gotten it more, but I think he's thrown up each time afterwards. just be like that's not, definitely not his goal to go.
We're guys.
That,
we're like, stupid. We don't know any better, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I think it's his goal, but he wants to get his money's worth, even though I don't think it's, I think it's like one of the better deals if you're looking at volume,
but if he's vomiting it, it doesn't worth. Quite get his money's
exactly.
worth.
Exactly. I guess it's, you know, gets to taste it twice.
Twice? Oh, no. All right. Hang on. Hang on. So how many is he downing here if he's being ill?
I might have, you know, like blanked it out of my mind, but I'm thinking maybe at least three. And they're big. They're in mason jars. So nice. They're big. They're not little tiny milkshakes. So I think at least three. I'll have to find out.
Stacey, we are terrible sellers of our thing. I'm not crazy about Dole Whip. You're going to vomit if you have these shakes.
I don't like the kitchen sink, but I'm going to pick it.
Oh, my God. Well, okay. So I kind of get that, though. Like, you buy a milkshake. It's probably $15 or so. And you're like, okay, I need to have at least two or three of these things to make it worth
it. Right, to make it worth it. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Okay. What's his flavor of choice? Do you remember? Is it chocolate?
Usually it's chocolate, but I think that I do remember him. I think that they have caramel there too. Nice. I think I remember him asking if he could switch flavors, and they gave him a hard time about it. Like, you know, in Whispering Canyon fashion, you know, like just kind of nudging him a little bit with some humor. But so I think he probably starts off with caramel and then moves to chocolate. I don't know.
Okay. But. Hey, I just thought of something kicked in my brain right there. We have this ongoing dialogue at my house too. And I'll even occasionally default to caramel. Is it caramel or is it
caramel?
Caramel. Cause it's caramel in every package. But you just say caramel and I get that. Is that what you guys do too?
We say caramel.
Okay.
But it doesn't sound weird to me to say caramel. It's the same thing with, like, there's a lot of different ones. Like
English. We
Caribbean and Caribbean. Like, I use both interchangeably, I think.
Right.
So, yeah. Especially Chicago has their own.
Yeah. If you're listening for too. Proper vernacular from Stacey and Chris,
you're not going to get it. No.
You're not going to get it. You're going to be misled.
Definitely not.
All right. You're up. Number three. Make your pick.
Okay. So, I'm going to go with one of my favorite things. I actually do really enjoy this, and it's the night blossom from Pandora. Ooh,
tell me.
In Animal Kingdom. It's so this is where you're not going to get the correct, you're not going to get the good info here from this team. I don't know what's in it, but I think it's like passion fruit, but it has the boba on top.
Oh, okay.
And so that's really fun. And then you can get it with alcohol or without alcohol. We always end up getting it without alcohol. Just because I like the flavor better. Okay. But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful drink too. So it's one that you could take photos of, and it looks really pretty. Especially with the surroundings in Pandora and everything. But that's a flavor that just like instantly is vacation to me.
Wow.
Okay. So Scott and I will usually share it. The same thing with another one coming up that I have in my list. It has a lot of sugar in it. So I don't know if, I think I would feel sick if I did drink one all on my own, and it's really cold. So it's kind of hard to hold the container because it's like, it's frozen. So it's nice to have with somebody to share it with. So.
You know, a lot of these things are like that too. It's like the idea sounds good, and then you realize it's a lot of sugar, and like you've committed to it, and it's like by the end of it, you're like, oh, I don't know if that was a great idea.
Well, that's kind of like all Disney snacks. It's kind of fun to share with somebody because you can get more than, like, if two people don't need their own thing, you can share it, and then you can get something else later. And like, that's the fun part, I think, about, as long as you don't care about like co-mingling your saliva with somebody else, like sink, you know.
All right.
Except, I don't mind sharing with my husband, but
except the turkey leg. No sharing with the turkey leg. Don't even order the dang thing. Just don't share that turkey leg. That's a line we are not crossing today. All right. So this night blossom's a drink. So I better come up with a drink to kind of compete against that. How about, so I've only had a sip of this before. I have had this before, but it's not been, look, I did the share, so I was smart. How about the peanut butter cold brew at Gideon's? The peanut butter cold brew coffee at Gideon's. Have you ever had that, Stace?
Yes, okay. I had that. Actually, last marathon weekend, we went and got had a reservation at one of the restaurants and went and got the in line for the cookies, and then I got a cold brew to bring back to the hotel to have in the morning before the race. And I don't know if that's why I didn't really enjoy it as much as I thought I would if I would have had it fresh, but it was good. It's just not something that I would go and wait only for that. You know, would I get it again? Maybe. But it just wasn't my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. It was just okay. So people love it though.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, but I can't say it's my favorite drink, but I really enjoyed it. It's a unique taste. Like, you don't think of peanut butter and coffee as a combination, but it's like drinking a Reese's peanut butter cup with coffee infusion. So if you're a peanut butter person, it's really good. Let's just take a side here about Gideon's. Why can I not walk into that store? And why is it that I have to buy 6 cookies every time?
I know.
You know, it's like, oh, they put a limit on the wall. Well, I'm going to see if I can get one of everyone. I can't walk out. $50. It's $50 every time.
And it's always, we always are, for some reason, we're always there when it's like, now it's the, you know, the special hour of the day where you can only get this certain cookie during this 1 hour. Mm-hmm. We're always there during that special hour. And so, of course, you have to get it because it's only there for an hour. Like, absolutely. Whatever the thing is. I'm like, I only really like the banana chocolate chip cookie, so why do I buy anything else? But I
we bought all of them. Every time we go there, we buy them all. It's like, I'll take the lot. And then, but they freeze amazing. So,
Oh, yeah, they do.
We bring them back and like they get lined up in the gallon freezer bag. And then when you pick it, it's easy to like cut it because nobody should be eating a Gideon. I'm just going to throw it out there. This is my public service announcement. You should not be eating a Gideon's by yourself. If you do, don't do this. Don't please like find somebody to help you. But they cut amazing once they're frozen. It's like perfect. So
there, one of our friends would go during the marathon. I think it was either the half marathon or the marathon, but he would bring 2 good Gideon's cookies. I think it was 2. It might've only been 1, but I think it was 2. And that was what he would eat during the race. Like he would just take like pieces off of it. And if you think about it, that's kind of good fuel. You have the sugar, you have the chocolate, it's calories. It's, you know, like you can't eat the whole thing at once because that's just going to weigh you down and you're going to like bog out. But if you're just taking bites here and there, it might not be a bad solution.
Stace, I tell you what, I bet you if you manipulated and like you formed power bars from Clif Bar into that shape, it would be about the exact same calorie consumption and sugars that like it would be. So I kind of get that. And they are dense. So if you bring off a piece, it's going to stick together still. And you're going to be able to eat a piece of that.
Right.
That's freaking genius.
I know. At first I was like, he's really has them in his pocket. And then I was like, not a bad idea.
that's passable for sure. All right. Let me go next here. Let me find something. I'm going to throw, how about, now I don't have a flavor here. Okay. So I don't have a flavor. And in full disclosure, I've never ordered this, but everybody who does order this says, oh yeah, that's something special. How about a kakigori? How about the Japanese shave ice?
That was on my list.
At the Kabuki Cafe. You know who actually loves that is Lou Mangiello. He was telling me that he loves this. I've never ordered it though. So
it's really good. You should.
Okay. So I'm gonna just take a shot in the dark there because I've never had it before. The kakigori, the Japanese shaved ice at Kabuki Cafe.
Yeah, I love the rainbow ones.
Okay.
But I think out of all the flavors, I love the tangerine flavor in the rainbow. So I think next time I'm gonna go like half tangerine, half strawberry or something. Nice. But it's really good.
Resolve this. I have to order one. So
yeah.
Okay. What do you got?
I'm going to go with a fresh baked ice cream sandwich. Not like the ones in France where you get it in the brioche bun, though those are really good too. This is wherever you can purchase the fresh baked chocolate chip cookies with the nice ice cream in the middle. Specifically, I think that where I got mine the last time was in Animal Kingdom at the Dino Bites restaurant.
Cookies warm, Stace? Cookies room temperature?
I don't think that they were warm, but they were soft. They weren't, they might have been warm. I don't remember it being a mess So, but it was,
that's where I was going. Was,
it, but it wasn't next? Like, it wasn't like trying to bite into a rock. So it was, but it was really good. It was a perfect, perfect dessert for the park.
That does sound good. I was just concerned about like, hey, if I get it, sometimes like 3 minutes later, it's a regretful decision as it's spilling on you. But that does sound pretty amazing, especially when you said fresh baked. All right, you're up. Number five.
Oop. Okay, I'm going to go with a margarita from Mexico.
Okay.
And they have the margarita stand now. It's not really a stand. It's more of like a standalone bar, I guess, right in the Mexico Pavilion. But they sell, I think that they sell at least three different varieties there. Mm-hmm. For running the marathon, the just regular lime version is my favorite. It's just very refreshing, and it like is something I look forward to for the whole thing. But I love, I think it's a sunrise margarita. It's has like three layers of different flavors. I think it's all three of the flavors that they sell, but it looks like a sunrise. It's really beautiful and it's good.
I love the fact they call it sunrise, like the start of your day. You need a three different margarita.
And it's very, very likely that that is not indeed what it's called.
It should be. It should be.
Sunrise. But when I look at it, it looked like a sunrise. And in my head, I'm like, I think it's called the sunrise. So please don't go there and ask for a sunrise margarita. Look at the menu.
It's Stacy Sunrise is what you want to order. It's the Stacy Sunrise margarita. How about I compete with some? I can't make a drink there. How about I go with the No Way Jose from Beaches and Cream? So I've ordered this once as takeout, which is a good idea. The bad idea is from Beaches and Cream to where you walk back to the beach club to up in your room to whatever the case may be. You're like a 6 minute walk and it becomes that soupy mess. But here's the good part. It is like a banana split, but it's got peanut butter on it as well, too. So if you're a peanut butter fan, banana, vanilla ice cream, fudge, like it's a wickedly
good. That sounds really good. Yeah.
Really good. I've not had one. Yeah, it's really good. No Way Jose is a really good sundae for sure.
Definitely on my list. And I think that whenever we go there, we have a reservation to eat like food. Mm-hmm. And so by the time I'm done eating, I just don't want ice cream.
Yeah.
And so I think I need to just go there for ice cream. I don't know. I've always wanted to try one.
You got Scott with you. You just got to share one time. You just
exactly.
Gotta, two plates, two spoons, you know? So,
yeah.
All right. That's round five. Let's make round six our last one. And then we got some honorable mentions. Who are you going to pick? Round six?
Or is
Oh, you go. Your turn.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the LeFou's Brew from Gaston's Tavern in Magic Kingdom. Okay. And if you haven't had that, it's like a apple juice slushy, but it has like a toasted marshmallow foam on it, if I remember correctly. There's some sort of a toasted flavoring to it, but this is another one that Scott and I will usually share because we're usually also getting one of the gigantic cinnamon buns to go with it. So it's perfect to share those two things and also to have some water to kind dilute the all of the sugar that's going down. But
That's the magic of Disney.
It's just really good.
You never order this in Chicago, right? You're in Disney. You're like, I don't care what sugars are. And God forbid they actually post those like sugar content and calories. You'd be like, I don't want to know.
Sure that the cinnamon roll, I'm sure that it's probably the serving size is at least four people probably. And, you know, like you're just kind of shoveling it down.
Yeah.
Like, oh, but.
All right. You know, let me compete against it. I got the last one here, and I got a few ones that I debated. A citrus swirl, right? But that's kind of like Dole Whip-ish, so we're not going to go with that. I was thinking, actually, you and I talked about a lobster roll at Columbia Harbor House, and I was like, I love the lobster roll, but I'm not going to pick that either. I'm going to go with something a little different, if you don't
mind. Okay.
How about I go with the hummingbird cake served with vanilla ice cream?
Oh, I like it.
You were talking about something with ice cream too, though, right? Well, what did you mention before the air? You had something about with ice cream too.
I'm going to put that in my honorable mentions at the end, if that's okay. But yeah, it's similar.
Gotcha. So I have had this. I actually had it several times. Tim Van Swole
put me on this. Oh, he loves that. Yeah. Oh, my God. I've never tried it still.
Stace, it meets expectation. People talk about stuff and you're like, oh, it was okay. Like this was like, oh, and like it was amazing. So let's go with hummingbird cake with the vanilla ice cream at homecoming. Okay. So we've got six. We're going to put those in EDCOT. We want you to vote on which one causes you to have less shakes at nighttime, you know? But what are your honorable mentions? We still got a few more on our list. And then we've got some ones that aren't food as far as the cold. What's on your list though?
Yeah. My big one was my probably all time favorite dessert anywhere in Walt Disney World. And that's the banana bread pudding at Ohana, but it comes with the ice cream, the vanilla bean ice cream, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. And it's just those two together are just so good. I think Scott and I are going to try to, we should probably look for a reservation. That was going to be one of our date night things, is to go to Ohana one of the nights. And I'm very much looking forward to that. I'm just going to tell them, just keep bringing it.
Stacey, let me just pause you for a second. I've never been to Ohana because they don't have a lot of plant-based options.
Right. Yeah, but
I've been to Sebastian's and they serve a coconut
bread
pudding with vanilla ice cream after the meal. And that is like smoking.
It is also good. I've had that too. I had that last year.
Okay.
But Ohana, it's a step above that.
All good.
I know.
Woman. All good. Okay. What else is on your list?
Drink that sauce. I don't remember what else was on my list. I think that was pretty much. I threw away my list before the show, but I had it all in my head.
You had it in your head.
So now I can't remember what else was on there, but it's why don't you go for it?
Okay. How about if I throw a few things at you? These are honorable mentions, but they're not food. They were just cold related, like cold adjacent to Walt Disney World, like the Frozen attraction, right? That's the heavy hitter, right?
Uh-huh.
Frozen attraction. It's literally
Frozen merchandise, Frozen show, Frozen. Right? Yeah.
How about the flume water on Splash Mountain as you hit the bottom, the drop down area, which feels like it's the coldest thing ever.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
All right. So we got the flume water there. How about every first step in your resort swimming pool? I don't care if it's July. That water is cold. That water could be 90 degrees. It's still cold, right?
It is. And that was one of my other ones is being caught in the rain and then having an ADR.
Oh God.
Any restaurant, you're just frozen.
Frozen to the cold.
It's miserable.
How about the whole premise of the Expedition Everest queue is you're in the Himalayas and you're in the snow. How about the mammoth scene in Spaceship Earth when they're trying to go?
The blowing wind all around you. Yeah,
exactly. Hot and cold running chills at the Haunted Mansion.
Oh,
right. It's in the title. Yep.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to leave with this. How cold is it? Cryogenic freezing.
It's
pretty freaking cold, right?
It's pretty cold.
I don't know. Ask Walt. I don't know. Say it. Oh, man. I can't believe we went there. So anyways, we're going to put those in EDCOT. So vote for that in EDCOT. It's December, everybody. We're closing in the holidays. So we realize this is a stressful time of the year. And we realize our job is to make sure that these are as least stressful for you to listen to. We want you to enjoy yourself. We want you to laugh. We want you to smile. Remember, the whole purpose of the holidays is not the gifts that we were talking about. It's about spending time with your family and your friends and just kind of trying to take a step back. So don't get too worked up. We hope we can entertain you and do our part for that. Also, if you're not friends with Stacey on Facebook, friend her. Because she is going to post practices. She's going to post the actual videos of Santa Lucia. And it really is a beautiful thing. When you see the girls with the crowns and the candles and whatnot, it's a really beautiful thing. It kind of makes you reframe your thoughts of, you know, early December and like the Christmas season. So make sure you send a friend invite to Stacey.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's about it for today. If you have any questions or you want to join us, it's EDCOT, EDCOT. That's our Facebook group. We'd love to see you over there. So for my lovely co-host, for myself, I'd like to thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, everyone.